USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A COVID variant spreading across the U.S. The Delta variant first detected in India 8 months ago, now in at least 41 states. President Biden saying Friday the Delta variant will leave some areas very hurt.
It's a variant that is more easily transmissible, potentially deadlier, and particularly dangerous for young people. But the good news is we have the solution. The science and the data are clear. The best way to protect yourself against these variants are to get fully vaccinated.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling ABC Friday the Delta variant could become the dominant strain in the U.S. soon. California allowing residents to get digital copies of their vaccine records. State health officials Friday launching a website where residents can download the digital copies. Governor Gavin Newsom says this is not a vaccine passport. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new hardline ruler in the Middle East, Ibrahim Raisi, elected president in Iran today. The 60-year-old chief justice sanctioned by the U.S. and EU for his human rights record. A Georgia hospital system among the latest victims of a cyber attack. Savannah's largest hospital chain hit this week with a ransomware attack. No word on who attacked the faith-based nonprofit St. Joseph's Candler or why. Cyber attacks a recent topic of conversation between President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on the message Biden wants to send to Russia and other countries.
If other countries continue to attack us in any way, then we reserve the right to use all means at our disposal to protect our people, to protect our gas pipelines, to protect our water systems. And this president is not going to take any tool off the table in response if it is ultimately going to advance and defend the interests of the United States.
Sullivan also tells CBS News Biden told Putin in their meeting if attacks continue, the U.S. will have no choice but to take responsive measures against Russia, including in cyber. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Catholic Church looking into pro-abortion politicians and communion. Here's Tim Berg.
U.S. Catholic bishops agreed to prepare a document that would lay out conditions under which Catholic politicians who support abortion rights, including President Biden, may be denied communion. The measure drawing objections from the Vatican and Pope Francis's strongest allies among the U.S. bishops. President Biden's reaction to the news?
That's a private matter, and I don't think that's going to happen.
The document will be up for debate, subject to amendments, and will be voted on at the group's next meeting in November. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A St. Louis couple that waved guns at Black Lives Matter protesters walking by their home last year plead guilty to assault and harassment charges. Wendy King has more.
The plea agreement means that neither Mark McCloskey nor Patricia McCloskey will face more serious felony weapon charges. Mark pleaded guilty to fourth-degree assault and was fined $750. Patricia pleaded guilty to second-degree harassment and will pay a $2,000 fine. The McCloskeys were caught on camera in June 2020 brandishing firearms at protesters who walked past their home on a march to the mayor's house. The couple said they felt threatened by the protesters, who they accused of breaking down an iron gate and ignoring a no trespassing sign. In addition to the fine, the McCloskeys must forfeit their guns, which will be destroyed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.